Earners, what's up? Look, the holiday season is supposed to be about joy and celebration, but let's be real. Finances could take a serious hit this time of year. Have you ever found yourself dipping into your savings or even adding to your credit card debt just to cover some holiday expenses? I know I've been there, and those months of catching up afterward, they're not fun. But what if you could approach this holiday season differently, without the stress? That's where Chime comes in. With a Chime checking account, you get features designed to help you stay in control of your money, like no monthly or maintenance fees, fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe, and my personal favorite, getting paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit. Think about it. No surprise fees draining your account and the flexibility to handle those holiday expenses when they pop up. Let me tell you about SpotMe. I remember a time when an overdraft fee hit me just because my timing was off with my paycheck. It was frustrating and unnecessary. With Chime, you don't have to deal with that. SpotMe lets you overdraft up to $200 without fees, and your next deposit just covers the balance. And here's something unique. Chime is all about community. You can even get a boost from a friend to temporarily increase your SpotMe limit. And when you help a friend out, they can boost you back. It's a real give and take that makes managing your finances feel a little more supportive. Millions of Chime members are making financial progress every day. To date, Chime has spotted members over 32 billion in transactions through SpotMe. And with access to over 50,000 fee-free ATMs, you can take care of your money anytime, anywhere. So enjoy the holidays while keeping your financial goals on track with Chime. Open your account in just 2 minutes at chime.com/earn. That's chime.com/earn. Chime. Feels like progress. Banking services and debt card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Direct deposit timing depends on submission of payment file. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in SpotMe and are subject to monthly limit. Fees apply at out-of-network ATMs and for OTC withdrawals.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
Okay, I talked about the fact that it's heavily concentrated and that, you know, just a few entities own most of it. And when you have this heavily of a concentration in an asset, anything can happen. The price spikes a lot. Why? Oh, because one or more of these entities decided they wanted to buy more of it. Oh, the price dropped. What happened? Well, some of these entities decided that they didn't want as much of it anymore. They can really impact supply, demand, and ultimately price. And as an individual investor, or somebody who's trying to trade these or hold these or buy them for my kids for the long term, I have zero control over that and not a ton of visibility. But when you look at who holds the most Bitcoin, Coinbase, that's us, individual investors that are buying into our own accounts. Satoshi, whoever that is, it's an entity, a mysterious entity, but they do have a digital signature, so we know it's out there. We just can't track the person down. Binance, BlackRock, the biggest money manager in the world. This company here, MicroStrategy. This is a publicly traded stock that used to be in the, making equipment for servers, right? It used to be in the AI intelligence business, but it's changed its business completely. And for the past 5 years, its CEO, Michael Saylor, all he wants to do is collect Bitcoin. And basically, it's a Bitcoin treasury and one of the best performing stocks this year.
Right? Here's the interesting thing about this chart, Caleb. I know it says as of November 24, election happened. We saw Bitcoin run. BlackRock has actually increased their ownership. They now have over 528,000 Bitcoin. So you're talking about the largest treasury of money from an institutional. They're seeing a value in it, whereas before, maybe 5 years ago, this chart would look nothing like this.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
That's important. Like I said, we're agnostic about the situation. So just giving you the information, it's not debatable facts. Just so you can be informed. Bitcoin is held by institutions for the most part. That's not something that is debatable. That's an actual fact. Now, it could be a good thing because you could say, okay, well, if BlackRock owns this much and they're not going to, they're very intelligent people, right? They're not going to own something that's not going to go up in value. That's a sign that it's going to go up in value. That's a sign that, you know, it's going to be even safer going forward. Or you can look at it and say, well, if they own this much, then they're going to control everything. And it kind of goes against the whole principles of it being decentralized and and the small guys ever win. But this is the world does not work on fairy tales. The rich run it. The rich have always run the world, right? There's never been a time in human history since money was created that the rich didn't run the world. And they run cryptocurrency. They own the most of it. They control the price and they run it. That's just important for you to know. So it's not like this utopia that some people think that it is. Mm-hmm. That's just not the case.
Yeah.
And I have a strong suspicion that they could still get you, because even, you know, in the Middle East, when October 7th happened, they got the Hamas's crypto, so Bitcoin. So I don't know how they got. I don't know how they did that, but that lets me know that if they want to get your crypto, they're going to get your crypto. That's just my own personal opinion. That might not be an actual fact, but the fact that they actually got their Bitcoin so quickly, I just think that they have some level of intelligence that if
digital footprints.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all on the ledger.
It's all on the ledger. Now, they can do some digital sleuthing to find out who's who on that ledger, and that's probably how they got it. But let me just go back to that chart real quick, if we can, or was I presenting?
I got you.
Okay, so you see there the U.S. government number 7. It owns 213,000 Bitcoin at a value. Well, now the value is probably $25 billion. But where did it get its Bitcoin, right? Well, it's not like the Treasury and Janet Yellen was out there scooping Bitcoin, right? And it definitely wasn't happening in the administration before that. What is it from? It's from the seizure of assets mm-hmm. from criminal activity that the mm-hmm. Treasury keeps in its Treasury, right? So the United States owns Bitcoin, and Trump, President-elect Trump, said they'll never sell it. Now, he's catering to the Bitcoin crowd to help get him elected, but we do have quite a bit of Bitcoin in our Treasury, and if we're going to mine our own, there's going to be a lot more. And to your point, Rashad, it's antithetical to the way that Bitcoin was created by Satoshi Nakamoto, whoever that was, right? It was never supposed to be this, but it's gone capitalist real quick. Why? Mm-hmm. Because there's value in it. And once there's value in something, here come the sharks, right? And if you want to swim with the sharks as a pilot fish or a fish behind the pilot fish and make some of that money too and invest in it and learn about it, you can do that. Or you can just say, that's just capitalism run amok. I don't want any part of it. But I assume if you're watching this, you're interested in it. Yeah. Let's move on to the next slide real quick. Anyway, there's more.
We're going to call them the whales.
Yeah, they're whales. They are the whales, right? Chinese government has a ton of Bitcoin. Fidelity, look, these are big companies, right? Robinhood has a lot, but that is held for clients like us, right? So we do have, individuals do have it.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.